Today is Friday, February 16th, and you're listening to the Morning Announcements presented by Betches Media. I'm your host, Sammy Sage, and the Morning Announcements is your daily 5-minute breakdown of the headlines that isn't afraid to take a side and roast the most consequential reality show there is, our government. This week's episodes are brought to you by Quince. You all know Quince by now, my favorite place to get amazing staples that won't break the bank and are high quality. I've recently replaced a lot of my fast fashion staples with Quince, and it has been a game changer. Quince is now my go-to for luxury essentials at affordable prices. So treat yourself and indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/morning for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/morning to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/morning. We have to start today's episode with some follow-ups on yesterday's news, starting with more information about the alleged Russian space laser. More details have been reported about the threat, specifically that the issue raised by Representative Mike Turner yesterday likely pertains to Russia's attempt at deploying a nuclear anti-satellite system in space. We've also learned that this system is still under development and not actually in orbit yet, though it's unclear how far the technology has progressed so far. And if it does become orbital, that would be dangerous. They also clarified that the weapon does not appear to be intended to attack humans, but to interrupt U.S. satellites by taking over command and control of them, which the U.S. relies upon to maintain control of its own nuclear arsenal, among other things. So the concern among intelligence experts is focused on whether Russia will actually be able to send a satellite into orbit. It all sounds very Dr. Evil inspired. We also have more information on the shooting that took place during the Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl parade on Wednesday. Local law enforcement says that they still have two suspects in custody, specifically two teenagers who were responsible for the shooting, which authorities say stemmed from a personal dispute rather than out of extremism or terrorism. Investigators are now working with juvenile court prosecutors to determine the appropriate charges for the two teenagers. Totally normal for one person to die and 22 other people to have life-threatening injuries. Not much more comforting than if it were the result of an ideology. At least not to me. And truthfully, safety is scarce. Yesterday, a panel of top congressional leaders made a recommendation that Nikki Haley receive Secret Service protection, given that she has received a spike in serious threats against her safety. It is actually standard for the Secret Service to protect individuals who are considered major candidates for president, especially considering the threat level, though it is ultimately up to the Department of Homeland Security to determine whether she should receive a taxpayer-funded security detail. And that would fall under the purview of Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, who managed to get more relevant by the day in these unprecedented times. The big sensational moment in yesterday's headlines was that Fulton County District Attorney Fonnie Willis testified on the stand yesterday at a court hearing in response to a request to disqualify her from prosecuting the 2020 election interference case in Georgia. That request came from one of Donald Trump's 19 co-defendants, and Willis took the stand shortly after the prosecutor, Nathan Wade, whom she hired after starting a romantic relationship with him. The questions got quite detailed about her personal and romantic life, and she was unafraid to push back during the questioning, emphasizing, quote, "I am not on trial, no matter how hard you try to put me on trial." Her testimony will continue tomorrow, and at least four other witnesses are scheduled to be questioned as well. In another politically motivated realm, the FBI informant who accused Hunter and Joe Biden of being involved in a bribery scheme with the Ukrainian energy company Burisma was charged in court yesterday with two counts of making a false statement and creating a false and fictitious record. Prosecutors say that this FBI informant, Alexander Smirnov, fabricated the story about the multi-million-dollar bribery scheme and then falsely reported it to the FBI, which has now become the cornerstone of Republicans' attempts to impeach President Biden and force Hunter to testify privately to Congress, though not publicly. Smirnov appeared as a defendant in court yesterday, but he did not enter a plea. How about, please, never mention Hunter Biden again? For our final story today, a New York judge ruled yesterday that Donald Trump's criminal trial for the hush money payments he made to Stormy Daniels will start on March 25th. Trump was actually in attendance at the hearing when the judge made this determination and denied his motion to dismiss the case. Big day for in-court hearings. For context, Donald faces 45 felony counts for falsifying business records connected to the hush money payments that he made in 2016 in his attempt to silence Daniels from speaking about a sexual encounter they'd had. This marks Donald's first criminal trial to start, out of four pending currently, and he is of course seeking to delay the start date. And who can even blame him at this point, since it works every single time? Thank you for listening to the morning announcements presented by Betches Media, and thanks again to our partner Quince. I am loving Quince, I tell you guys every week. They have changed my closet game entirely because they have all the go-to staples that feel high quality, look luxurious, and you can get them at affordable prices. And as you all know, it is Valentine's week. There is no better time to indulge in affordable luxury. So treat yourself to something nice. They have clothing, jewelry, accessories, home goods, everything you want in a chic and seamless shopping experience. Go to quince.com/morning to get free shipping and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/morning. And until next week, I'm Sammy Sage, and now you know what the fuck is going on.
Betches.